Blog Talk Radio.
Frank, I'm super excited. I waited till it came on, actually. I always talk before. So anyway, welcome everybody that's listening now and is going to listen to later. We've got Frank Cosgrove. He is a fitness guru. I'm going to say this while I'm introducing him. I really have not met anyone that is so enthusiastic about what he does for a living. He loves what he does and does what he loves. I hope that's the correct English. And you can tell, I mean, the things that he says and the things that he brings up, and this topic we're going to talk today, Frank is amazing. So Frank, welcome, and I'm glad you're back. And I know we're going to be doing some videos and stuff so where people can really enjoy you. They can see you, and also they can see your videos and also learn more about fitness and how to stay healthy and get healthy if they need to. So you got a great subject today to talk about. What are we going to talk about?
Yeah, good to talk to everybody again. I wanted to talk today basically about choosing this and not that and fad diets in general. So, for example, when you have a choice, let's say you're putting a meal together, you can choose a starchy side dish like, potatoes in a sense that potatoes au gratin or a baked potato. If you love the taste of potatoes, and obviously the baked potato would be a little bit of a better choice and, keeping the calories down. And there's all types of calorie counter apps that you can kind of figure that stuff out from in general. But, to be able to keep the starches down, I'm a big believer. I'm a meat protein guy through and through. I love vegetables. And so I'm happy as hell if I have a steak and I have some grilled asparagus or Brussels sprouts or something like that. And that's it. Like, I don't need, the potatoes and all that stuff. It doesn't do anything for me. But, it's about making better choices when you're meal planning and better portion control. I was always taught a good rule of thumb, too, as well, is your portion of your meat when you're trying to lose weight and you're trying to get in shape, whether it's chicken, fish, steak, beef, whatever it is, your portion size should be about the size of your fist and comparative to on your plate. If you're eating larger than that, typically you're eating to gain weight. So if you are trying to lose weight and get in better shape from that standpoint and lean up, then you want to get your portion size down to about the size of your fist. So obviously that's going to differ from person to person, because you have larger people that have bigger fists, they need a larger portion. Vice versa, people that are very petite and small have smaller fists, they eat a smaller portion. And then your vegetables, really, unless you're putting cheese and butter and sauces and all that stuff on there, if you're spritzing some olive oil on there or keeping it healthy from that standpoint, just steaming it or grilling it, or, charring it in the oven, you can almost eat unlimited vegetables. I mean, vegetables really don't get you into trouble because they're so full of fiber and nutrients in general. But if you're eating to where you're full, that's the other part usually where you're getting in trouble. So, the big no-nos, don't eat to where you're full. Portion size of your fist and the vegetables, you want that aplenty in general. And try to stay as much away from the starchy vegetables as you can, like the potatoes and so on and so forth. You want to keep that portion size limited or none, because those are the ones that usually get you in trouble. So limited's fine if you love it. But, everything has a better choice. So, when you look at what you're eating, think of alternatives that would be better choices for maybe the next time or that time. When you go to the grocery store and you're looking on the food aisle that you're at, and you're saying, okay, I feel like having red meat today, should I get this or that? So you start looking at the different things on the ratios of fat content and so on and so forth. And, when it comes to budget too, like, I'm also a believer in, you don't have to get the most expensive stuff. I mean, eating healthy doesn't always have to come with a price. For example, like the ground chuck and the ground round and stuff like that, that's not bad for you if you're not eating all the fat that's cooking off. There's a lot of fat that cooks off on there, and you can just drain all the fat, and now you've made it a lot leaner. So you're not paying for the extra fat anyways. So just, you know, those are some examples. And while we're still on that subject, you know, the water intake, you know, sticking with, I know we talked about this on some previous podcasts, but water is your number one friend. You know, if you are drinking water in a plenty, you know, about 10 glasses a day or so, getting closer around 100 ounces or more if you're outside, you will see huge benefits. If you're sticking away from sugary drinks and all that stuff and you just stick with water, you see that's the number one rule. You'll see the best results. That's the best advice I can give to anybody. Your stomach will get full so much faster because you're filling space. So you won't even be able to eat as much, you know, even with sticking without the rules that I was saying with the size of the fist. But water is the number one thing, you know, going on that. And I'm sure you've seen that, Tari, you know, the results from drinking all the water.
I'm drinking water right now as you speak. So, you know, you told me to get up to a gallon a day. I'm not sure I do that every day, but I try to. It does help and gives you energy. So, you know, losing weight is key. You know, if you, that's what that's one of your goals, and it keeps you healthy, right? And you've really helped me understand that a little bit better. So I have a question for you about what we're talking about. So portion control, so you're saying anything like with meat, let's say you have a sirloin or something like that. Do you eat red meat 5 days a week, or do you suggest two or three times? How do you do that with portion control, or when, how much you eat, or, you know, does that, or chicken one time a week? I don't know. I want to hear your take on that.
Well, everybody's different. I'm a believer in that. You know, there's a book out there called Food for Your Blood Type, and I'm somewhat of a believer in that because everybody's different. You know, I'm a red meat eater, but I only need it like three times a week, roughly. You know, I mean, I can eat it five times a week and it's not going to harm me, but I won't eat it 7 days a week. That's just a little, you know, too much in that sense because it's higher in saturated fats and so on and so forth. It's not as healthy of a meat as chicken or fish or, you know, even pork to a certain extent. Lean pork is healthier for you. But, you know, it's one of those things where you got to kind of judge that for yourself.
Right.
Do you need it? Do you need it at all? You know, I think a lot of people need the iron and the different nutrients that are in there that are different than your white meats. But the white meats typically tend to be leaner. They're less in fat, healthier from that standpoint. You know, your fish, which is high in fat, but the healthy fats are healthy, probably the healthiest meat from that standpoint. But at the same time, you don't get the other nutrients that you need from the other meats that I feel I need to feel chemically balanced is the best way to say it. So when you really pay attention to your body, when you're at an optimal level, you could totally tell the difference when you're at a drop-off. And that, you know, many things can cause that drop-off. It's not always nutrition. But, you know, if you're not satisfied typically when you're done eating a meal, and I'm not talking about from a fullness, but just from a way you feel like it, you know, not only was it a good meal, but it kind of gives you a little bit of a perk, a little boost in a sense.
Right.
Then it probably was, you know, not done correctly, whether it was the timing, the balance, you know, the food you ate, what, you know, it might be way too high in sugar, way too high in fat, you know, so on and so forth. And, you know, sauces and all that stuff get you into trouble also with the sugar content and everything and the calories. So I'm not a big believer in trying to do sauces. Try to do herbs and spices, much more natural and way less calories from that standpoint.
Right.
If you want to use sauces of sorts, like you could do red wine, you know, cook it in a little bit of wine or white wine and cooking wine, and it adds flavor, and then use your herbs and spices. Olive oil itself adds a lot of flavor, but the, you know, when you're trying to lose weight, you do have to make some sacrifices, and sauces and condiments typically are one of them, because obviously like ketchup and mayonnaise, all those are high in calories, ketchup's high in sugar, so on and so forth. So you got to be smart about it, and everybody's a little bit different from that standpoint. Some people can eat more, you know, vegetarian-like, and they only need meat like a couple times a week, no matter what kind of meat it is. and some people are full vegetarian, you know, and they work fine on that. So I would say, you know, it's trial and error if you're not sure. If you have an idea, you probably just got to tweak it. So if you keep a food journal that we talked about kind of last time and kind of write things down and figure out, you know, what works well for you from giving you energy, you'll kind of, you know, narrow that down, what works better and what doesn't. Because nothing to me is like a full necessity. You don't have to have this. You don't have to have that. It's, you know, your body tells you what you have to have because, again, I'm different than other people. I mean, not everybody feels like they need meat every day. I feel like I need a source of meat every day, whether it's red meat or white meat. But like I said, I only eat red meat probably 3 days a week, 4 days, maybe max usually. But I can't go a day without any meat, whether it's chicken or fish or pork or lamb or something like that. Like I have to have some source of meat or I feel incomplete. I feel chemically imbalanced, and that's the best way I can explain it because it's the way my brain feels, you know, not just my body, my brain. Yeah, I can still function. I still have energy, but it's not optimal. And optimal is always the goal, you know, because if you feel optimal, then you know that you're giving your body the proper efficient fuel in a sense. And if you're doing that, you know, then you can start focusing on the other things with the mental health, the spiritual health, you know, with your body, because those can affect you as well. But if you know, everything goes together, and if you're not fixing the nutrition, then you're also hurting the other things, just like those are hurting you, you know, as well. So you got to be smart about it, and you got to figure out what works best for you. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. So I'm going to tell you something. You know, I love your podcast and everything, and I love knowing you because you're like an amazing soul. I know you and your family are. But the one thing I want to ask you is that I changed my diet. I felt like that I was that I you know I work out pretty early in the morning around 7:15, and I know you get it up at dark 30 even earlier to work out. So and you train too. I think that I was like, okay, wow, if he can do it, I know I can. But I started changing it where I'm drinking a cup of coffee and having a banana. And it works great with the energy. I got to tell you, Frank. Because if I drink too much in the morning or eat too much, my tummy hurts when I'm trying to run or row. You know what I mean? Is that just something about me personally, or is everyone? I'm asking you a question. I think I know the answer because I'm saying it out loud. But what's your thoughts on that? I change it. It works perfect for me.
Yeah, I think it's the same thing. Trial and error, figuring out what works out for you. I can do that as well, similar, but I usually go like a scoop of peanut butter. I need something in my stomach. Banana doesn't work as well for me, but I, you know, everybody's different. So, you know, and it's also what's going to last for you as well. So like if I was going to go for a long endurance activity, whether it's, you know, outside running, whether it's playing a sport or really rigorous exercise that I'm going to do. That wouldn't be enough for me. I would have to, I wouldn't be able to do it first thing. Like when I'm going to do those type of things, typically I have to eat a meal, a small meal, and let it digest. And about an hour and a half, 2 hours later, then I can, you know, hit my workout or whatever it's going to be. And I'll have maximal fuel for that. Okay. Whereas I know I have friends that are high end athletes and they're the polar opposite. Like they have to work out on an empty stomach. They like to, you know, as soon as they wake up, they work out. They don't eat anything prior to going. They just sip on water while they work out because if they eat, they feel sick. They feel nauseous or whatever it is. So, you know, it's everybody's different. You know, I don't understand how their body does that, and they don't understand how my body does it. But that's, you know, our bodies. You know, we know what works best for us.
I agree with you because I forgot that I put a scoop of peanut butter in my coffee. Isn't that weird? It's like cream of coffee, a little cream of coffee and a scoop of peanut butter. So I like it. Okay. You know what I mean? So, but I forgot I did that, started doing that. So thank you. Okay. So that's a good thing to do. And I guess that gives you energy because I need energy to run because I'm running about 2.5 miles a day. Sometimes a little more, sometimes a little less. Thank you for sharing that with you. So you obviously need some kind of nutrition in there. I've never ran on an empty stomach, but hey, I'll try it someday. So that's good. And then one of the other questions I had is about the water. Water will help you lose weight, doesn't it? Because it flushes everything out.
Yeah, it keeps your metabolism high. It ups your digestive system. Like I was kind of saying, in a sense that it also helps you feel full faster, so that way you don't eat as much. So for people that are, you know, always need that sense of fullness, which, like I said, it's a negative connotation if you have to eat to where you're full all the time, because you're teaching yourself to overeat. Because typically you don't start feeling full until after you've already eaten more than enough. So your body takes a while to send a signal from your stomach to your brain that you're full. And typically once you get that signal, if you are full, then all of a sudden you feel really uncomfortable because you've actually eaten way past of being full, you know, because it takes a while to get that signal. So it's a bad thing, you know, like Thanksgiving when everybody's competing on how much to eat, because I used to do that with my uncle all the time, who can eat more type thing. And, you know, you're never comfortable afterwards. We all look like walruses sitting on the couch afterwards because you can't move. Because by the time you fell full, you feel like you're dying, like you got an alien growing in your stomach. But it's not natural. It's not the way our bodies are meant to be. You know, you think about our ancient ancestors, where food wasn't a plenty in general. I mean, unless you were royalty, like, they were lean, they were small, they were so on and so forth, because they ate out of necessity. They didn't eat just because the food was there. And so you're really not ever supposed to eat to where you're full. You know, you got to be thinking about it from that standpoint, from a caloric standpoint also. But the calories aren't as important when it comes to fullness as much as it is to eat the proper portion size. When you eat the proper portion size and you start eating this and not that, and making healthier choices and kind of doing your research and stuff like that, you see a huge difference on your body and your energy and everything. And I guarantee if you're hitting the proper portion size and you start making small, better choices, trying to essentially like one up your last meal in a sense, how can I make this healthier? Because this is your favorite food or snack or vegetable or whatever it might be, or you know, meat even, like, you know, when you do chicken, you know, for example, you could argue fried chicken is the worst chicken health-wise in a sense, because it's going to have the most oil and calories to, you know, grilled chicken and baked chicken, you know, to boiled chicken even, which, you know, is probably the most healthiest because it's not cooked in anything but water. So there's all those factors going into it. You just got to challenge yourself of how can I make this better and healthier, and then correct portion size. And I guarantee you, it'll just start flying off you, the weight. You just have to factor all that stuff in with the water intake. And then, of course, exercise is always an important thing. You know, like I said, you don't want to be, if you're not exercising at all and you're extremely sedentary, you know, there's a chance your body doesn't lose weight no matter how healthy you eat, because your caloric outtake, your expenditure, is barely anything. It's just enough for survival. I mean, you're essentially turning into, you know, a couch, like a, you know, a person that doesn't move and is just sitting on the couch all day. You're not going to have very much muscle. Your muscle is going to turn into fat, and you're not going to have much energy, because if your body's storing more fat, it just wants to sleep all the time, because it doesn't have any, you know, muscles that want to do work and energy. So it all goes hand in hand. You know, the less you sit, the more you walk around, the more you do more than walking, whether it's housework, outdoor work, jogging, exercise, gym work, so on and so forth. The more you do, the better your results, the better your body will function, the better your body will feel and look.
Well, that's like, now, I agree with you on that. Now, you said something to me earlier today, before we started. You were talking about, you know, bad diets, right? So talk a little bit about that, because everybody loves to hear that I lost 10 pounds in 20 days, something like that, you know, like National Enquirer, right? So leading portion journalism. Yeah. But anyway, love to hear what you have to say about that.
Well, I mean, you think about all the diets over the last 20 years, because there's been a whole bunch of them. How many of them have died off? You know, because they're not realistic. People can't maintain them. It's not a lifestyle choice. It's a fad diet. It's something you're going to do for a short while, and then you go back to your old habits. So, you know, fad diets typically aren't realistic. They're not going to work long term. And typically it's not something that you enjoy, so you don't stick with it. So realistically, the best choices when it comes to nutrition and diet is the foods that you do like. And just like I said, finding better ways to make it, healthier ways, finding healthier options. It's still like the flavors that you like or the foods that you like and so forth, and get in the proper portion. And if you do all those things and you're still getting the proper nutrition, I guarantee if you're constantly making better choices, eventually your nutrition is going to be pretty ideal from a vitamins and minerals and nutrients standpoint. But second off, if you're, you know, making proper portion control sizes, you're going to have more energy, because, you know, part of energy is your body never feeling like it's full, you know, so your body wants to get up and move and walk around. When you feel full, you do the opposite. You typically don't want to move or walk around. You want to sit and not do much at all. So your body's kind of telling you, like, when you eat to where you're satisfied, not full, satisfied, you're not hungry anymore. You stop that growling in your stomach, and you know that you ate the proper portion size for what you should be eating for what your goal is. You're not going to be full. You're going to have energy from the food you ate because you ate an optimal balanced meal. And you're going to want to do something. So whether it's right then and there or a little bit later. And so it's a matter of figuring those things out, whether, you know, you can get more detailed by hiring somebody to help you out, get that, or putting a plan together and doing the research and start figuring out yourself, because it is trial and error. You know, there's no 100%, you know, if everybody wanted to, you know, every guy wanted to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger, could do it through diet and exercise, then there would be a bunch of us out there looking like that. And that's not the case. You know, it's, some of it's genetics, and some of it was, well, with him too, steroids, but some of it is just all the work and effort that he put into it, and that's the way his body reacted. And that's not most of us. Most of our bodies aren't going to react the same. We're not going to, you know, be able to build that much muscle, but we eat differently. So if he told us eat this way and it's going to work for us and look like him, it's not, because it's not realistic. Our body isn't that way, in a sense. And everybody's a little bit different, so you got to fine tune it. And I'm a big believer in that, because when you start doing that and you start seeing the results, all of a sudden, like, it's like, you know, a light bulb goes off on your head. It's not as hard as, you know, the fad diets make it seem, like you have to do this in order to see results. That's not true at all. Like I said, it all comes down to those things: the portion size, eating healthier options, and the balance and timing with your foods, and moving more and exercising more, and so on and so forth. I mean, ideally you want to be exercising every day, you know, whether it doesn't have to be the gym, it doesn't have to be running, it doesn't have to be doing this, but you want to be active every day. You know, there, you don't have to be one day where you just sit down and do absolutely nothing. You know, when you start exercising every day, you start having more energy and you want to sit down less. It works better for you, in essence. So, you know, whether it's going for a bike ride, whether it's going for a long walk, going for a run, you know, going to the gym, working out at home, doing exercise, a routine that's mostly body weight, and there's plenty of those type of routines, to doing work around the house, you know, all these little things. You could even volunteer and do work. You know, one of the things that my wife will do every now and then is she'll go to one of our friend's house and help them clean out their garage, and then they'll come and help us do ours. So, you know, that's work, physical work in a sense, and that's burning a lot of calories. So you can do things like that, whether it's volunteering or helping and so forth. All these little things will add up at the end of the day if you put it in, you know, and that's why I also like the journaling thing too, because the accountability is huge. If you're not being accountable, if you don't have the support system, if you don't have somebody pushing you, like a trainer or so on and so forth, it's harder to succeed. It's easier to fail when you don't have those things, because you need somebody to help motivate you if you're not fully a self-motivator, and that's 99% of us. You have to be able to figure out ways to be able to help yourself out. Don't give up. Don't be afraid to ask for help, you know, and just keep guiding, because there's always something you can do better, always something you can eat better, always something that, you know, you can find to make yourself feel better, you know, in that sense or whatever. And if you're doing those things, it's not rocket science. It will work. You will get the results that you're looking for, and you will get in better shape. You know, I used to tell people all the time when I would interview them as clients, in a sense, for training, I said, you know, they want to lose 100 pounds or whatever it might be. And I said, do you think if we trapped you on an island and had you survive, in a sense, where you had to hunt your own food, find your own food, in a sense, build shelter and survive, do you think you'd lose that 100 pounds in a couple of months? And if they can't say yes, then they really have no idea how the body works, because it's 100% true.
That's funny. Right? Exactly. Wow. Survivor, that just popped in my head. Anyway, that's wonderful and amazing, Frank, what you shared with us today. We're almost out of time, and I appreciate everything that you said. One last question, if it's okay. I'm assuming it's okay. About fasting, do you believe in fasting at all? Juice fast, total fast, just drinking water? What's your thoughts on that?
I think it can be good if it's controlled, in a sense. I'm not a believer in doing it all the time.
Right.
And I'm also a believer in, you know, it works better for some than others. When it comes to just weight loss, I don't think it's a big benefit. When it comes to just your overall health of your body, it's a good way to kind of reset it sometimes, you know, whether it's your liver, your kidneys, your stomach, your brain, in general, but it needs to be controlled. So, you know, like it could be starting with just like an 8-hour fast or a 12-hour fast or something like that. But in general, like it can help you reset. But if you're doing it to weight loss, like I'm seeing this like fast to lose weight type thing, you're just slowing your metabolism down. It's not helping at all from that standpoint.
Yeah, I get you. Because you told us that the first show you were on, you were talking about starvation. Your metabolism slows down because it's not sure when it's going to get food again or something. It was something like that, I remember. Thank you, by the way. So, like, if it's for spiritual reasons or just general health, good health, that's okay for a couple of days. But always, you know, have a limit. That's what you're saying, like time and, you know, 12 hours, you know, one day, something like that is the way to do it. Right?
It's a way to reset. It's just a way to reset your body sometimes, as long as it's controlled.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you so much. And you've been wonderful today. As I said, we're almost out of time. Thank you so much. And I'm going to say goodbye and see you next week. And you can close the show out if you'd like. So with everyone.
Yeah, everybody. I hope you're enjoying the podcast. I hope we'll eventually do some Q&A or something, but I hope you like this. If there's any, not advice, but necessarily, but just suggestions that you would like, you know, us to focus the show on, feel free to let Tari know, and I'll surely be try to oblige, and we'll go from there. So have a good day, everybody, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.